welcome to Beautiful Subconscious. How the devil are you? It has been an awesome week so far at the time of this recording, because that's the idea. I am going to try and continue to batch record, because I just think, one, obviously efficient AF. Two, once you start opening up the channels of downloads, it's just like, let's just keep going. And three, I just think, I just like to do it that way. There was no third point. It was just the two, efficiency and the downloads just coming through all at the one time. So that's it. That's all I got. But this week right now, in this current moment, my butt is so sore. I simply just added one extra exercise class in, which was Pilates. I clearly am obsessed with yoga. That's my jam. That's what I do. And I still teach it. But yeah, in terms of exercise, that's what I do. But Pilates, I mean, it's not like I haven't done, I've done a poop ton of Pilates classes. I just haven't done one in a little while and haven't done it in this way, which is where I did my 6 a.m. yoga class with a good friend, Ollie. And the yoga that we do, it's in a heated room, it's power flow. You're walking out a hot mess. Like, you've got sweat everywhere, and that's what we sign up for. And I love that. And I love it. And his classes are always something special. And then I thought, I'll stay for Mia's class and do the Reformer Pilates. And even though there's similarities in yoga and Pilates, it's still, there's muscles and the way of movements that I have subconsciously, cheekily learned to not activate in my yoga classes, but it was like they couldn't run or hide in Mia's class. Like, she was all over it. So I'm sore. I am really, really sore, and I'm okay with it. I actually really love it. So that's me. And yesterday, actually, this was the whole point. Yesterday I ran my What the Fuck is Kinesiology webinar, and that was awesome. Great, incredible crew of ladies, and an awesome experience for me too. And what it really emphasized, which I flip over in all the good ways, is just, I guess, understanding where people are at with kinesiology. Like, obviously this is my jam. I live and breathe it. This is what I do every single day, but it just was awesome to be in the awareness of this isn't people's usual thing, and it's still very unfamiliar. And that is incredible for me. That's incredible for you. It's incredible for everyone, because this means there's something that they are yet to know that is the solution for them in anything that they are working through right now, or wanting to get or to overcome, or something that they're currently experiencing, or something that they're wanting to catapult towards. That is what I love. So I just got off buzzing, and I'm like, I'm going to do more webinars. I'm totally going to do more webinars. And the idea of just being able to spread the message a little more is exciting for me. So what came up in the webinar yesterday, which is what I'm going to be talking on today, and that be our topic of this week's episode, is a participant within there asked, if you're resistant because you're fearful of being exposed, like fearful of the kinesiologist knowing your deepest, darkest, in inverted commas, secrets, can that impact the session? Like, do they actually know? And do they actually, will that stuff it up, or in inverted commas, not work if their resistance, because they're just trying to block and barricade from information from coming out? And I love this question, and I relate it so much, because when I first started kinesiology, I'm like, oh man, I am feeling so exposed. Like, are they seeing what I'm trying not to show them? Because that would be, like, bringing that up right now would be super embarrassing. Now I'm so at a point where I'm like, very rarely is there anything that I'm super fearful of being exposed about. And especially in my container of kinesiologists, we talk about the most, we go to places that if someone was to walk by that wasn't this way inclined, would be like, okay, ladies, I feel like you might need some help. And that's why we're there, my friend, who the hypothetical walking past. That's why we are there, because we are helping each other expand. We're helping each other just explore the parts that we want and just being our authentic self is more to the point. And these lines of exploration and this questioning and the thought processes and the feelings and really now expressing emotions that I used to be so resistant to because I was such a people pleaser and I never wanted to look like angry because I'm like, oh shit, that's going to make them feel bad and then they're going to have a judgment about me and then they're probably not going to like me and I can't have them not like me. So now I'm just like, yes, I'm freaking angry and I don't know why. I've got this embedded rage. I don't know why. And then also like, yes, I can feel that softness now. I also want that more in my life. So we are so many things simultaneously and we get to be them all. We don't have to fit in a particular box and we don't have to hide parts of ourselves that are deemed Instagrammable, we should say. Anger is a beautiful thing. And like what my mentor said so eloquently was healthy anger is natural. And that's the way that we communicate our boundaries. But because we were so ridiculed for being angry, especially women, we suppressed our anger like it was something bad, and then our boundaries were violated, like mentally, emotionally, physically. We didn't know how to express, so we just accept. And then we are now coming well and truly out of that paradigm and reforming a relationship with anger in its most natural way. But that was a little add-on, but that wasn't the topic on what I wanted to speak on. That wasn't the main event. It was definitely a beautiful precursor. So can we block the results by fearing, there's a two-part thing here, by fearing the kinesiologist is going to expose our deepest, darkest secrets, and can they see that already? So what you get from today's episode is an awareness of, will a kinesiology session be affected if you are fearing being exposed for your deepest, darkest secrets? And can a kinesiologist actually know your deepest, darkest secrets mentally and you know, subconsciously without the client actually saying it? So you'll get an understanding of, are you going to be stopping the results? You know, is your kinesiologist mind reading you? And how do you feel about that? I guess you can let it land in how you'd feel like you'd respond. So the first thing that I will answer is the results. Your specialized or your kinesiologist should hopefully be in the mind frame of honoring the body and exactly where it's at. I have no doubt that that's where your kinesiologist and your healer and your coach and anyone that's in your support system and your mentor of development, they are going to honor where you're at, hopefully, honor where you're at right now in this current reality, in this current moment where you are. And with that, if you're resistant because you fear that, oh my God, she's going to know that I am the biggest phony. She's going to know. She already knows. She already knows I'm the biggest phony, that I am actually winging this whole thing. And P.S., like, we all freaking are. Let's just get that clear. But we fear it, that the persona that we've put out, or the persona that you've put out, is going to be exposed and revealed, and you're just gut-wrenched at the concept of that. Because then what does that mean? If you're exposed for not being as good, in inverted commas, as what you are, if you're not as superior or as skilled, then you're going to look like people are going to, there's a vulnerability there that people could judge you and turn on you, and then your safety's at risk, and so you're reacting in a survival space. That is just an example here, so to speak. There could be something from your past that you've done. You know, like my past growing up, I was a wild child party animal, and when I got into this line of work, when I firstly came into yoga, when I firstly became a kinesiologist, I'm like, oh man, people are going to wonder why I've gotten into wellness. Like, that was so polar opposite to how I was living, going out, taking drugs, getting drunk, you know, picking up guys, all the hot, but not hot wild girl things. And yeah, it just, It makes you feel so sick in the stomach. It makes you feel like you're going to just be caught out, and a part of you is just like, oh, there we go. Like, it'll just, my whole world will collapse. My business won't take off because they're going to see me in that light, and my whole credibility will be at the mercy of their judgment. It is something that you're constructing in your head, so to speak. This is a whole perception and a construct that you have created. And so your body is responding in that way. And so say you're in a kinesiology session, or say you're in a session, because in our forum, your body is activating all of its survival mechanisms that it knows how to utilize in service of this outcome not taking place. So this exposure, so to speak, this perceived exposure from taking place. So a kinesiologist will see that in depersonalizing it, it'll see it in the current state it is, like, all right, she's in stress right now. What does she need right now? Because the whole idea is to take the stress off and return you back to a state of balance. And right now you're in a state of unbalance because you're in a state of stress. You're in a state of survival. So you are reactive. You are not balanced. So what does her system need in order to get her to a state of balance? We don't need to pummel our way through in finding out what this data is. It's just like, currently, let's address what's at hand. She is stressed, or he is stressed. What does their system need? And we ask by muscle monitoring, and every question that's expressed, and every question, whether that's verbalized, whether that's mentally asked, or whether that's through hand modes, we are gaining information by asking their body, asking the client's body, what does she need? What does he need? They're in stress right now. And we can ask specific questions like, does she need more data? How can we support the body? And you can ask very specific questions, and the muscle will change to the answer that is relevant. So it could indicate that. And by when I say change, it's turning itself into a locked muscle or an unlocked muscle. So a contracted muscle or an released muscle. And how is that the brain is registering? I'm going to do a whole nother podcast episode on this. I'll explain what muscle monitoring is actually, but so we'll leave that. It turns into an unlocked muscle or a locked muscle. And so when you're asking those specific questions and then servicing the body in the ways that it needs, then all of a sudden we are taking the layers of stress off without needing to know the data, without needing to go into it, without needing to, because going into it when she's already stressed could add more stress. And you know what? That might be what the body needs for its highest good if you're asking the right questions. But if they are like, holy shit, don't find me yet. Like, I don't want to be exposed. Then you've just got to honor the body with where it's at. And that's the reassurance of the client. We will always obey where you're currently at, the stresses and the intelligence of the body. And if the stress is being exposed, then we'll deal with that reaction first. Get you into a state of balance, give your body what you need, and then harmonize that so you're not in this turbulent state. Because then soon enough, the client will get to a point where they're just like, you know what? I perceived this exposure, this perceived exposure, to be really quite damaging for me. But now, as I'm not in a reactive survival state, I've got a broader peripheral and I'm not responding from the filters of all these unresolved emotions and the memories of the past. And I'm just allowing myself now just to see and be like, you know what? Actually, I'll be fine. Like, whatever it is, like, that's not who I am anymore. Or I'm not a phony. I'm actually as good as what I am. Or if they are, that's their project. Like, you start to create this buffer between you and the stimuli, you and the response. You and the stimuli, and then you choose your response is more so the point. And so to answer the question here through the podcast, like I answered it in the webinar, because I do feel like there's a lot of us at the start initially, because when she said that, I was like, yes, I get, that's exactly where I was at too. And so, yeah. Your body will be honored by your kinesiologist or your coach or your mentor who's serving you in this healing space. They will honor where you're at. They'll ask very deliberately your body in the support that it needs in order for it to find its more stable space of homeostasis. And then from there, we can dive in and reactivate that stress and see how much stress is still on it. And by the way, at no given moment do we need to always verbalize. Like sometimes that was the ticket for me with kinesiology. I was like, I don't actually need to talk or express my fear. And that was just a game changer for me. So you can activate it through thinking about it because you're activating the same neurological circuitries, the same synapses as if that time is really here. The same repeated thoughts you're creating, and you can reactivate that and then go get into the origins of where that is. And so I guess the second question in and amongst that question is, can your kinesiologist really mind read with what's going on behind the scenes? Yes and no, right? Yes and no. It depends on firstly the level of ability and supernatural activations that your kinesiologist have allowed herself to open, or he to open into, because we all have abilities that are supernatural, so to speak, but it's just our own interferences, our own perceptions, our own judgments, our own subconscious limitations that are filtering it to be what it is right now. But that's the idea, right? The more your kinesiologist does the work, the more clearer their vessel, and the more that they're going to have exposure to so many more extrasensory abilities. Like, I can't tell you how much my hearing is just like supersonic these days. I was saying in my course that I could hear the trickling of the hose in my pool, which is out the back of this property, out the back of my house, and my office is in the front room. I shouldn't, in inverted commas, be able to hear that, but it was ear piercing for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to turn that off. That is a lot. And I'm just like, you know, that's even only 6 months ago wasn't so like prevalent. And now just things are opening up more and more and more. And I welcome it though, because the more you realize that you are energy, the more you realize that you are consciousness, and consciousness is always expanding. And the idea of sonic hearing and the concepts of other abilities is so available when you realize the mystical and the magic of quantum physics and what else is really out there. And I lean into it. I completely lean into it. But some people that might, you know, they might fear, or they might have a judgment of like, is that really true? They're running it through their logical minds. And so to answer the question is, does your kinesiologist mind read, or does she have the ability to be able to know what you're not wanting them to be exposed to? Yes and no, which is the most annoying answer, right? Yes, to a certain degree that they'll be at, can see, hear, fear, or receive and be aware, have awarenesses around a block in your circuitry. What that block actually is, they may not have the finer detail, or they may get the drop-ins from it. But they will only get the drop-ins if your system feels safe enough for them to support you with that too. So it is a two-pronged thing. And just know that, you know, unless we ask the body, that's the key. We'll always honor the data that your body gives. And so your body will only give what it feels safe enough to reveal and stable enough to release and let go of. So it's this process of reveal, release, recalibrate. Recalibrate, reveal, release. Whenever which way that lands for you. But that's the process of each client. So today's episode, I'm going to finish it up here. Can you affect the results of your kinesiology session or your sessions if you fear being exposed? We're meeting your body where it's at, and where it's at is exactly where it's supposed to be. So no, you can't ruin the results of, we're meeting your body where it's at, and that was where it was supposed to be. The way that you're responding is data, and the way that you're responding is exactly the data we need in order to get underneath it, to get you to that next step. That next step may not be exposing that whatever fear that was, or it might just be the fear of being exposed. Why is that there? Once that's recalibrated, the fear of being exposed will be what's, you know, integrated within you, that all of the fears of exposures were just the afterthought. And so you don't actually need to go down every little one of them, because it wouldn't be an efficient use of your energy. So no, Is that the most straight, long-winded answer? Yes. Can your kinesiologist mind read? Again, yes or no, if they have those extrasensory abilities and if your body feels safe enough to go there with them. So I hope that you've taken something from this episode. I hope that you have realized that there's nothing that's ever actually wrong when you come on. There's never anything that you can actually do wrong when you go into a session, and there's never actually anything wrong when you are in a session. It's just releasing the perceptions and the filters that you have above and below them in order for you to find back your harmony, for you to find that balance, for you to be able to release and liberate your subconscious, you know, fears. And then for you to be able to also liberate, also free the untapped potential. So you can start to live that soul-fulfilling life. So you can show up in your every day, your every single day, a more truer version of you, because you're not carrying all the stuff that you know isn't where you want to be or what you want to be about. So if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it. I would love for you to share it. Share it to whoever you feel will benefit. Hit a like, subscribe to this podcast, and please let me know. Flick me a DM. I look forward to sharing this space again. I appreciate your time. And until next week, take care of you.
Audience exclusive.